ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 3 यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट हिज मैसेंजर्स टेक्स 1 श्रीराजो वाच निसंयदेव स्वबतोपवर्णितम् निसंयदेव स्वबतोपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तम् अपि धर्मराजः प्रत्याह किं तम् अपि धर्मराजः एवं हतज्ञो विहतं मुरारे एवं हतज्ञो विहतं मुरारे नैदेशिकेर्यस्य वासे जनोऽयम् नैदेशिकेर्यस्य वसे जनोऽयम् निसंयदेव स्वबतोपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तन् अपि धर्मराजः एवं हतज्ञो विहतं मुरारे नैदेशिकेर्यस्य वासे जनोऽयम् श्रीराजो वाच निसंयदेव स्वबतोपवर्णितम् एवं हतज्ञो विहतं मुरारे नैदेशिकेर्यस्य वसे जनोऽयम् श्रीराजो वाच निसंयदेव स्वबतोपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तम् अपि धर्मराजः एवं हतज्ञो विहतं मुरारे नैदेशिकेर्यस्य वसे जनोऽयम् श्रीराजो वाच निसंयदेव स्वबतोपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तम् अपि धर्मराज एतं हतज्ञो विहतं मुरारे नैदेशिके यस्य जसे जनोऽयम् श्रीराजो वाच संयदेव स्वभवतोपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तम् अपि धर्मराजः एवं हतज्ञो विहतं मुरारे नैदेशिकेर्यश्यवसे जनोऽयम् श्रीराजो वाच संयदेवा स्वभवो भवनितम् अत्याह किं तम् अपि धर्मराजः एवं हताज्ञो विहतम् उदारे नैदेशिके यस्य वसे जनोऽयम्
माताजीज So, before continuing, I would thank especially Asim Krishna Prabhu and all the devotees who welcomed me here and gave so much love, and especially they are giving me the opportunity to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, give Bhagavatam class, which is a great service and great opportunity for me, and I am begging from all the devotees to bless me. So that I could do that service for the pleasure of Shri Radha Ras Bihari and all the devotees. Panchakalpa Tarebhyasya Kripa Sindhube Vacha Pati Tanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Sri Raja Vacha. The king said, Nisamya, after hearing, Devaha, Lord Yamaraj, Swabhata, of his own servants, Upavarnitam, the statements, Pratyaha, replied, Kim, what, Tan, unto me, Api, also, Dharmarajaha, Yamaraj, the superintendent of death and the judge of religious and irreligious activities. The superintendent of death and the judge of religious and irreligious activities. Evam, thus, Hata Agya, whose order was foiled, Vihatan, who were defeated, Murare Naidesikae, by the order carriers of Murari, Krishna, Yasya, of whom, Vase, under the subjugation, Janaha Ayam, all the people of the world. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Abhaicharan Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. King Parikshit said, O my Lord, O Sukadeva Goswami, Yamaraj is a controller of all living entities in terms of their religious and irreligious activities. But his order had been foiled. When his servants, the Yamadutas, informed him of their defeat by the Vishnudutas, who had stopped them from arresting Ajamil, what did he reply? Please repeat. King Parikshit said, O my Lord, O Sukadeva Goswami, Yamaraj is a controller of all living entities in terms of their religious and irreligious activities. But his order had been foiled. When his servants, the Yamadutas, informed him of their defeat by the Vishnudutas, who had stopped them from arresting Ajamil, what did he reply? Okay. Purport. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur says,
that although the statement of the Yamadutas were fully upheld by Vedic principles, the statements of the Vishnudutas were triumphant. This was confirmed by Yamaraj himself. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I offer my obeisances to my dear God brother, senior God brother, His Holiness Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj, and our temple president here, and begs their mercy personally. Hare Krishna. So this verse, we're starting a new chapter. The last chapter was Ajamil, delivered by the Vishnudutas. But this chapter, Yamaraj instruct his messengers. So what happened? When the Jamadutas were like chastised by the Vishnudutas, and they were like they were discouraged, and actually they thought that there was only one master, only one supreme controller, who is their master, Yamaraj. But when they had darshan, and when they faced the Vishnudutas, then they realized there is someone more powerful, or who is the Lord or my Lord or our Lord. So there is a summary of this chapter which Srila Prabhupada has given. So I would like to read that summary and of this new chapter. As related in this chapter, the Yamadutas approached Yamaraj, who very exhaustively explained Bhagavad Dharma, the religious principle of devotional service. Yamaraj thus satisfied the Yamadutas, who had been disappointed. Yamaraj said, although Ajamil was calling his son, he chanted the holy name of the Lord, Narayan. And simply by a glimpse of the chanting of the holy name, he immediately achieved the association of Lord Vishnu's order carrier, who saved him from your attempt to arrest him. So in this part, Srila Prabhupada is explaining how when the Yamadutas went to their master. Like in one purport, in another verse, it is explained that the Yamadutas are angry with themselves or with their master, that why they didn't know that there was someone superior, or how they were defeated, because they thought their order, their duty was the foremost to punish people. But when they realize there is someone superior that could defeat them, and in one sense, they felt ashamed that although Ajamil was so sinful, they were not really able to punish him, to take him to Jamaraj. So they were ashamed, angry, and in one sense, discouraged when they reached Yamaraj, their master. And the Srila Prabhupada is explaining that how the duty of the master is to to calm down the dependents, to encourage them, so Yamaraj began to speak. And Yamaraj is explaining about Bhagavad Dharma, how devotional service is superior to anything else. Devotional service is superior to all other dharmas. So Yamaraj just satisfied the Yamadutas. It was not easy, but he, like for him it was easy because he is a Mahajan, he knows all the truth of the Vedic literatures, he knows the secret, he knows the confidential message of the Lord. So Yamaraj said, although Ajamil was calling for his son, he chanted the holy name of the Lord, Narayan. So by this Nam Abhas, he was liberated. And many times devotees have already explained about how Ajamil, just by unknowingly, like unintentionally chanting the name of the Lord. He was calling his son, Narayan, come here, Narayan, come to eat, Narayan, come on my lap. But he was calling the Lord. But at the moment of death, he was helplessly calling for the Lord. Not the Lord, but his son, like helplessly calling for his son, but the Lord came, and here it is mentioned that just by chanting, even without consciously chanting, we can get the association of the devotees of the Lord. Shishi Radha Ras Bihari Ki Jai, Shishi Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So without unintentionally chanting, without like by Nam Abhas, he got the association of the Vishnu Dutas. So see how the name is so powerful. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one place it is mentioned that how the even the Muslim, when they are attacked by the boar, by the pig, they call haram. Haram means abominable. But they are delivered just by calling haram, because haram means, oh my Lord, Sri Ramachandra. So in that sense, this Nam Abhas is so powerful, it can purify, it can deliver us. And in that sense also, when Srila Prabhupada was here in Juhu, and when the movie Hare Rama Hare Krishna was launched and people were watching, and all the people were like laughing at the devotees and calling names, Dam Marodam, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, they were calling like that. And even Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, approached Srila Prabhupada and asked him, what should we do? So Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry. Now they are saying Dam Marodam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, but only the holy name will stay. The holy name will remain. So even when I came, and after sometimes what happened, the Dam Marodam were disappeared, and they just called the devotees Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Rama Hare Krishna. So that had a very very great, although it seemed to be like we are being defamed, the devotees are being defamed, but it was a big preaching, big. It has a great effect in one sense. And even, I don't know now because I haven't really met people outside or at the station or the airport, but normally when I came here in 1992, and people were, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. I don't know now how, and Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna Mandir. So, the holy name has triumphed in that sense. The holy name became victorious. And in that way, people are like, have been purified just by chanting the name of the Lord. Everyone is chanting. When they see the devotees, they are chanting Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Even if you go to the shopping malls, they are saying, they are from ISKCON, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. So they are being purified just chanting of the holy name. So, I'm sorry, this glass is not mine, so I'm having some difficulty to read. So, he immediately achieved the association of Lord Vishnu's older carrier, who saved him from your attempt to arrest. This is quite all right. It is a fact that even a chronically sinful person, how Srila Prabhupada is using some very nice word, chronically, we heard chronical disease, I have chronical asthma, and such disease will come now and then, again and again, harass us. So in that way, most of us, or most of the people, are chronically sinful. Day after day, they're committing sin. They engage in so many different kinds of sinful activities. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, even like Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, that even those who are chronically sinful, they can be purified. Just by chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Also not completely without offenses. Being freed from the sinful reaction is a side effect, in one sense, of the holy name of the Lord. The real effect of the holy of chanting of the holy name of the Lord is that we get Krishna prema. That's a real effect. If we chant offenselessly, that will be the result. But even if one chants waves, you see, here he's saying, not completely without offenses, does not take another material birth. So at least this is guaranteed, that he will not take another material birth. He will get another chance to continue his devotional life, to continue his devotional service, and then purify himself. It may take some time. So it depends how long we are chanting offensively, or trying to diminish, or trying to avoid the offenses. But gradually, and surely, one day, even after so many, here he's saying, we'll not take birth in this material world. And if you want to to get Krishna prema, it should be offenseless chanting. So by chanting the holy name of the Lord, Ajamil had met four other carriers of Lord Vishnu. They were very beautiful and had quickly come to rescue him. Yamaraj now described them. The Vishnu Dutas are all pure devotees of the Lord. The Supreme Person in regard to this, to the creation, maintenance and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation. Neither King Indra, Varuna, Shiva, Brahma, the seven rishis, nor I myself can understand the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord, who is self-sufficient and beyond the reach of the material senses. So, here, Yamaraj is explaining who are the Vishnu Dutas, because the Yama Dutas couldn't figure out. They have seen those people for the first time. Such effulgence, so beautiful lotus eyes, so beautiful lotus face, with Sankha Chakra Gada Padma, just like the Lord. So beautiful, so attractive, so effulgent. So, first, now they are asking the master, who was he? And Yamaraj is telling, they are pure devotees of the Lord. They are pure devotees of Lord Vishnu. They are very beautiful. and they had come to rescue Ajamil. You see, Namabhas, Ajamil, the Lord, the Lord's devotee, the Lord, duties came to help even those who are chanting, when Ajamil who is chanting in Namabhas. And secondly, Jamaraj is telling that even all those great demigods, they don't understand the pastime of the Lord. They don't understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, who is self-sufficient and beyond the reach of the material senses. So the Lord is beyond the reach of the material senses. Adhokshaja. We can't understand the Lord by our material, blunt material senses, just like the scientists are trying to do, or just like some people are trying to do to understand the Lord by their blunt material senses, by their imperfect senses. It's not possible, because all our senses are even weaker. Most of our senses are weaker compared to other animals, other living entities. Our eyes are weaker than the vultures. We can't see far, but the vultures, they can fly so high, but the only they can see corpse from kilometers away. Our ears are weaker than dogs. And almost all our senses, except our intelligence, is superior, and we are able to control, like human beings are able to control other living entities. But even that intelligence, if it's not like purified intelligence, if it's not if you are not really intelligent, in the sense that we don't understand the scriptures, we don't listen from the authorities, then that intelligence is also useless in that sense. So with our blunt material senses, we can't understand the Lord. But by these senses, by engaging these senses in the service of the Lord, by purifying these senses, we can gradually, by engaging in devotional service, we can understand the Lord to some extent. Hirsikena hirsikesa sevanam bhaktir uchyate. The Lord is called Hirsikes, the master of the senses. And by engaging our senses in the service of the Lord, our senses are purified, we become santushed, our senses become calm, santushed. And at the same time, we can understand the Lord. We can understand Him by engaging ourselves, all our senses in His service. And Yamaraj is telling that this confidential knowledge, or the knowledge of the Shastra, is given by the Lord Himself. No one can create religious principles. This has been given by the Supreme Lord Himself. Dharman tu shakshad bhagavat pranitam. So, if one is somewhat interested in his spiritual life, the devotees of the Lord protect him in many ways. The devotee is concerned only with rescuing the fallen soul from this material world. Apparently, take birth in different places in the material world just to save the conditioned soul. It's very, very interesting. The devotees apparently take birth in different places in the material world just to save the conditioned souls. So, the Lord sends a pure devotees to deliver the conditioned soul. Not all the pure devotees of the Lord like the Lord sends them to deliver the conditioned soul from this material world. Just like our Divine Loving Grace Srila Prabhupada came and he delivered so many living entities, so many people, so many devotees, so many conditioned soul, and he's still delivering through his books, he's still delivering through his message, he's still delivering through different form of preaching he introduced. So many, like this, even the Food for Life program, is delivering so many people, Food for Life program, by giving them prasad, by chanting the holy name. There was a very nice pastime event that took place in South Africa. It was related by His Holiness Srila Indradyumna Swami Maharaj, Indradyumna Maharaj. One day he went to South Africa. At the airport, Sarup Damodar Prabhu told him that there are lots of they attack people, they come to your home and they steal all your things, they can kill you. It's very it's like that. So Maharaj was Sarup Damodar Prabhu was telling one event that took place to Indradyumna Maharaj. So he said that one day some policemen were on the road and they stopped one car, and in that car there were the devotees going to their house. So he stopped them, they stopped them and they asked their address, where do you live, and they let them go. Or the policemen went with them and they went to their house, and when they went to that house there were more police waiting over there, and they all entered the house to so-called investigate. And when they went in, they tied everybody and they wanted all the valuables, money from everywhere, and they fetched the house, but they could not find anything. Everyone was tied, and they had a 6-month-old child. At one moment, what they did, they put a plastic bag on the head of the child to suffocate him or her. So what happened? Then one of them, actually they were not policemen, they were all dacoits, they came in that garb just to cheat them. But what happened at one moment, they said, if you are not giving money, if you are not telling where you have kept your valuables, we'll kill this child and kill all of you. But while searching, they found one altar of Shishi Gornitai or of ISKCON with Srila Prabhupada's picture. And one of them came running and said, they are from ISKCON. They give prasad to our people. So immediately what happened? Immediately they untied everybody. They let everybody go, and whatever they have taken from the house, they left it there. And they told them, sorry, we do not know that you are from the Hare Krishnas. So this program that Srila Prabhupada had established, it can deliver even people like them, because as they knew that these are devotees, their people are serving our people, they are giving us prasad, they are chanting the holy name. So it's so wonderful, this process, you see. It can even change the life of dacoits like such people. So in that way, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu has given this process of deliverance. Yeah. If one is somewhat interested in spiritual life, the devotees of the Lord protect him in many ways. This is also interesting. Not only the Lord, even the devotees of the Lord protect another devotee. Even if someone is inclined, is interested in spiritual life, the devotees will protect him. So this is one aspect of our life, is one very, very important aspect that we have to learn, that we have to care and protect the devotees, the devotees of the Lord, our friends, any devotee, because someone who has come to Krishna consciousness, he is Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So he is a very, very rare soul who has come. Very, very rare soul. So we have to take care of the devotees. And as Srila Prabhupada, many times he mentioned that we have spent gallons and gallons of blood to make one person a devotee. And sometimes by our carelessness we lose so many devotees. Or one devotee. Even one devotee, if it's gone, surely it will be very, very painful for Srila Prabhupada, for our predecessor Acharya. So taking care of the devotee, looking after the devotee, not only spiritually, even mentally, emotionally, physically, taking care of the devotee is a very, very important aspect. And there is one nice example, again I will refer His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj. One day, in one Muslim country, there was big war going on, and after that, the war stopped, and the devotees were having Harinam. Just after that, maybe the same day or the one day after, and they were having Harinam. And while they were having Harinam, the rebels, they came and they start beating the devotees. Indradyumna Maharaj was there, Sri Prahlad Prabhu was there, and so many devotees were there. And they started fighting with their kardal and with their wampas. And His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj, he was protecting the devotees, and especially Sri Prahlad. He was trying to protect him, and there was a quite big fight going on like that. And after that, one devotee was admitted at the hospital, and they stopped. And Maharaj went to see that devotee. Maharaj went to see that devotee, and when Maharaj was there, three of those rebels came, and they told the doctor, don't treat that person. If you treat him, there will be bad consequence for you. So the doctor said, it's my duty to treat people, whoever he may be. It's my duty to treat him. And that three people who came, and even Maharaj was there, that three person, they said, they have wounded our men. We have to kill them. We have to kill them. And Indradyumna Maharaj was there. They have to kill Indradyumna Maharaj. That's what they were saying. And the doctor told them, if you defame someone, if you defame someone, if you make him low, seems low, it's just like killing. So what they did, Maharaj was standing there, and one by one they came and they spat on the face of Maharaj. And then they left. And I heard from Maharaj how the devotees have to face so many difficulties. So Maharaj, he was protecting the devotees. He was protecting this devotee. And in that way we see how the devotees of the Lord, they sacrifice, they can sacrifice, they sacrifice so much to protect other devotees of the Lord. So we can learn so many things by these examples of our leaders, how we should be caring, how should we be protecting, and how should we show love to each other. So it's almost 5 minutes to 9. I should be ending. So the essence of Sanatana Dharma or eternal religion is extremely confidential. No one but the Lord Himself can deliver that confidential religious system to human society. It is by the mercy of the Lord that the transcendental system of religion can be understood by His pure devotees and specifically by the 12 Mahajanas. Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, the Kumaras, Kapila, Manu, Prahalad, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Sukadev Goswami and me. Who is this me? Yamaraj. Yeah. Other learned scholars headed by Jaimini are almost always covered by the illusory energy, and therefore they are more or less attracted by the flowery language of the three Vedas, namely Rig, Yajur and Sama, which are called Trayi. Instead of becoming pure devotees, people captivated by the flowery words of these three Vedas are interested in the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. They cannot understand the glories of chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Intelligent persons, however, take to the devotional service of the Lord. When they chant the holy name of the Lord without offenses, they are no longer subject to my rulings. If by chance they commit some sinful act, they are protected by the holy name of the Lord, because that is where their interest lies. The four weapons of the Lord, especially the club and the Sudarshan Chakra, always protect the devotees. One who chants, hears or remembers the holy name of the Lord without duplicity, or who prays or offers obeisances to the Lord, becomes perfect. Whereas even a learned person may be called to hell if he is bereft of devotional service. After Yamaraj just describes the glories of the Lord and his devotees, Sukadev Goswami further explains the potency of chanting of the holy name and futility of performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and pious activities for atonement. So I will end here. Thank you for tolerating me. And I would ask if Maharaj and other Prabhus and anybody have any comment. And if there is question, Maharaj is here to answer. And Vraja Hari Prabhu, Devakinandan Prabhu are here. So any comment? Granth Raj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. is Vanavinge Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Parinda ki jai.